USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump will be holding 10 campaign rallies before Election Day. On Sunday, the president will be in Michigan, Iowa, North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. His Democratic opponent, Joe Biden, will be campaigning in Pennsylvania on Sunday. Saturday, President Trump was in Pennsylvania talking about the former vice president's view on fracking.
Biden has vowed to abolish American oil and natural gas. You saw that. No fracking, no mining, no coal, no nothing. Biden's plan is an economic death sentence for Pennsylvania.
Biden getting some help from former President Barack Obama on the campaign trail on Saturday in Michigan.
Trump cares about feeding his ego. Joe cares about keeping you and your family safe.
The two appearing at campaign events in Michigan for the first time. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
As millions of Americans set their clocks back late Saturday night or early Sunday morning as daylight savings time ends. Skylar McKinley with AAA Colorado says this brings the usual challenges on the roads starting next week.
It might be most pronounced on Monday, but really for the next 2 weeks, we know that we're going to see an increase in crashes as a result of this.
McKinley also telling Denver's KUSA TV9 why it's such a problem when clocks shift.
Every time we make this switch in either direction, it just messes with our internal clocks, and that makes us more likely to get less sleep.
Police in France have 6 people in custody after a terrorist attack with a knife at a church in the city of Nice. The 6 are thought to have had contact with the terrorist before he beheaded a woman and killed 2 others inside the Notre Dame Church in Nice on Thursday. The terrorist shot by police is in critical condition. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Democrats have their sights set on winning the Senate, which could possibly give them control of the House, Senate, and White House. As far as the Senate goes, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says,
it's a 50-50 proposition. We have a lot of exposure. This is a huge Republican class because it's the class that took the majority in 2014, and now I've got a lot of people up. 23 Republicans, only 12 Democrats. There are dogfights all over the country.
And as far as some advice for those 23 senators running, Senate GOP Conference Chairman John Barrasso telling Fox News,
well, I would talk about the contrast rather than the contest. Look, these are all close races. These are like, this is hand-to-hand combat, like a knife fight in a phone booth, because there is so much at stake. The Senate is the firewall. The Democrats want the White House, the Senate, and the House. And we know what will happen if that occurs. Taxes will go up on just about every American. Our candidates need to talk about that. Fossil fuels and affordable energy will go away under the Green New Deal that the Democrats are pushing for. And the institutions of the United States will change dramatically as the Democrats talk about adding new states to the Union with Democrat senators and expanding the size of the Supreme Court from 9 to 11 or 13. Look, these are risky, these are dangerous, these are extreme. That's why we are fighting so hard.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.